USA Radio News.
Jeremy Scott, the homes of both leaders of the U.S. House and Senate were vandalized this weekend. Spray paint on the door of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's Kentucky home today reads, "Where's my money?" and "Mitch kills the poor." It also happened at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home in San Francisco. Here's USA Radio's Mike Fortier.
Pelosi's San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting "cancel rent" and "we want everything" on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. A neighbor talks to local TV station KPIX5.
"I don't think that this is a useful way to go about it, and it's a terrible start to this new year when we're hoping for less anger and hatred."
Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility.
Senator McConnell and fellow Republicans on New Year's Day blocked attempts for the fourth straight day to increase stimulus checks to $2,000. This is USA Radio News.
And I drive down. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Republicans are still not giving up efforts to overturn the results of the presidential election.
Texas's Louie Gohmert and 11 other Republicans had filed suit to give the vice president the power to disregard some electoral votes. A federal judge yesterday threw out the suit, though, claiming Gohmert doesn't have standing. Gohmert saying last night he'll appeal. He tells Newsmax the courts are sending a troubling message.
But the bottom line is, the court is saying, we're not going to touch this. You have no remedy. Basically, in effect, the ruling would be that you got to go to the streets and be as violent as Antifa and BLM.
Gohmert says he expects a judge to rule on his appeal before Wednesday. That's when Congress will need to formally record the Electoral College results. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The Senate runoffs in Georgia are 3 days away. President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden have scheduled rallies in the Peach State on Monday. Republican David Perdue remains in quarantine after someone on his reelection staff tested positive for coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Upsets in college football. It went down to the wire in the Gator Bowl. Kentucky had a 2-touchdown lead over number 23 NC State at halftime, and the Wildcats hang on for a 23-21 win over the Wolfpack. Ole Miss held off a fourth-quarter rally from number 11 Indiana to win the Outback Bowl 26-20. Number 10 Iowa State and Oregon are playing in the Fiesta Bowl, and at 5 p.m. Pacific, it's Texas A&M and North Carolina. Word of the year, it wasn't any surprise that pandemic took the title from Merriam-Webster.
There was a spike in dictionary lookups for pandemic in early February. Then in March, the numbers skyrocketed.
From an average level, the interest in pandemic rose and stayed steady until the date of March 11th, which was the date that the World Health Organization declared this event to be a pandemic. And at that point, we saw a massive increase of almost 116,000% over the lookups of that same day last year.
Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster.com. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A 4-year-old Texas boy was shot and killed just moments after midnight on New Year's morning. A man celebrating the ball drop fired off a gun in an apartment complex in Arlington. 21-year-old Zantelier Foster Hooks is charged with manslaughter in the boy's death. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.